I'm Susan Parkinson Lomax, and this is the 19th day of March, 1992.
Susan, I understand your forefathers lived at New River.
Yes.
Can you tell anything about where they lived?
My father and his brothers and his one sister lived in the old homestead of the old St. John Road.
And what was your, was this a grandfather?
My grandfather, yes.
And what would his name be?
William.
And did he come there with the loyalists, or was he a later?
No, he came later. He came in the 20s. 22 maybe?
Yes.
And he came over from Scotland.
Oh, he was Scotland. Oh, yes.
He came over with a parcel of land. He was the Queen's chauffeur. He had bagpipes with him. He was in the bagpipe band when he came.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he came over here, and he was getting a lot of land up the road, and my grandmother settled.
No, it was a grant, that land was it?
Yes.
It was a grant, and he didn't have to buy it.
No. He was granted to him by the Queen.
Yes.
Over here. And he was given it to me. And two of my uncles, Charlie and Bill, were born in Scotland, and the other ones were born here. And they lived out there until my grandmother took ill, and she moved to the little house in La Crowe on the hill beside the rectory.
Oh, yes.
But she didn't stay there very long until she died. I was 66. My mother and father lived in Pogalogan, across from the old Shaw and Ellis store. There used to be three cabins up the hill.
Yes.
No bathrooms.
Yes.
We lived in the second one. We lived in the one in the middle.
Yes.
Until we moved into our house in 62 in the New York Beach.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And was it right off the beach? Or?
Oh, no. We're right across from the provincial park, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a nice place. Lots of places to play when you can.
Yes.
The whole beach.
Yes, could all of you swim?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
People used to say, well, we can tell you were born around here. Rosy cheeks, I guess.
Yes.
All the tourists.
There still goes a lot of people.
Not as much as it did when you were young.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, I can remember that so well. Before they built the park up across the road.
Yes.
Where the people used to be able to come and camp along the beach, so close. Especially a lot of elderly people. We got to that New Haven every year when we were little. And we'd go over and visit them all the time. But they said the year that they stopped that, they wouldn't be coming back. And a lot of them didn't.
Oh, they didn't?
They lost a lot of tourists that would come every year to them. And they wouldn't come back from there.
Yes, strange how people want that freedom.
Mm. Well, they didn't want to be way up across and away from the beach. They liked it because we were bringing large, camping vans.
Yeah.
So they liked to be fish there all summer.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. But once they changed the park, they didn't come back.
Where did you go to school?
Pocalogan.
Oh, you went to
Pocalogan
school.
And I was transferred to, went to St. George in grade 5.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Rogers, Mrs. Hagee, the teacher.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Which Mrs. Rogers?
Ethel.
Yes.
And they had three grades in each classroom.
Yes.
Three, 4, 5, 7. They still have 2 and 2 down there.
Yes. The
teacher down there
started the kindergarten
program. Mm-hmm.
And I watched it on
Midday
News.
Oh, did you?
Yes, the
Buffalo
School.
He's very good.
Yes.
He's one of the reasons I wanted Theory to start there this year.
I understand.
By rights, she's supposed to be going to Penfield, so they won't bus her. I have to drive her to school every day.
Oh, you do?
Yes, because they want her to go. They wanted to bus her. She was within Penfield line to be bused to Penfield. So I drive her up to Mr. Haynes'
Do Now, perhaps you would tell me the history of the mail carrying experience. It's been so long. It's such a long one.
My great grandfather started it. He had it right up until 1944-45. And he had a horse and buggy when he started. Between the Crow and Pocalogan, he had 7 mailboxes. And when my father took it on in after he came home with war injury, I think my Uncle Bill ran it for a while in between until Dad was able. And when he started, he had 17 mailboxes.
17.
And then he took it for 43 years, until he, or 33 years, sorry, until he retired in 1980 and signed it over to Mom. And then she took it for 10 years, with him still helping.
Yes.
They were still good. It was turned over in her name. He officially retired. And then they turned it over to me in 1990, and I was told that the runs were going to be amalgamated and consolidated. So I now have 595 households.
595.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it quickly.
Shirley and Dave, the nice people, the other people had the role too. They want to know my secret. They just can't believe I can finish this. No one, even on Monday, on my latest day is usually 2:30.
I just can't believe it. I haven't seen anything
like that. Well, that's what experience does. And
how many did you say your grandfather had on the mailbox?
7.
7? And then the 17. Mm. 595
families.
Yes. Mm. Now, Ben, what do you feel about the present way of life, the lifestyles, the hopes that young people have?
For myself?
Yes, yes.
I enjoy the life around here. I hope the young people won't lose a lot of their old ways, because that's what keeps the community the way it is. But they have to bring a joke in those old ways too, so it's going to be difficult.
Yes.
Fishing is becoming a very limited trade around here. Some people can do it, and some people aren't going to be able to do it. You're going to have to branch out into other things. I hope we'll be able to do that. I'd like to see it still remain a fishing community,
yes,
though.
Yes,
not
yes.
To lose that.
Always rural.
Always rural.
Rural.
I'm not a city person.
Are you not?
No. I go to St. John long enough to do what I have to do and come back home again. My sister, I'm a country mouse. My sister's a city mouse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I live in McCarthy's Point Road, and I have 3 neighbors, and it's just nice.
Is that
right?
Yeah. I didn't even know where you live. McCarthy's Point Road? And you think, though, that these places will survive with the work and the people.
I think so, but they're going to have to allow some new things to come.
This is it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about going to Crowley? I won't use this if you say anything.
Oh, I think it should go. If you have one, why not two? I mean, as long as it's properly run, I mean, there's good and bad to everything, but it did allow a lot of income in the community. They sorely miss it since the construction's been done.
Well, that's true.
And
they tax space, this is true.
Yes.
I think it's softening from a point of view.
Yeah.
I've noticed it in the people I've
Well, now that we're in the recession that we're in, I mean, a lot of the small businesses around here are really hurting. They really are. The people have had to take on other things where the pro too was a go, they wouldn't have to. So they're going to have to, agriculture is another thing, and it's going to be fought you wouldn't have to use it.
How do you feel about acupuncture?
Oh, I'm awful.
Oh, are
you really?
Of
course, yes. Donnie's applied for a site and been around all the fishermen. So.
Oh, has he? Yes.
Well, yeah, he's applied for one and went around to everybody with them just to see who was for it, who was against it, who would sign for it. And, and the majority of the small businesses were all for it.
Now, what area was that? Was he thinking of?
Over by Barnaby.
Oh,
it would be an offshore site.
An
offshore site. Nothing inshore. But the inshore fishery, the weir fishermen, there is no inshore fishery anymore. Any fish that there are caught way offshore before they have any chance of getting in here. With the $1 million boats there are out there now. No.
And even with the big boats, the
playpens. Yeah. They have their own children, you think of too.
They have their own children, they want to give them a secure future. It's a precious thing. And now, what about trades and education like that? Do you feel they have to do more now?
The government?
No.
Or
the young people?
Oh, absolutely. It's a necessity now more so than it's ever been. And even the most menial jobs usually won't look at you unless you have grade 12 education.
That's right. So they do have to work on that.
Oh, absolutely.
And with their trades now, I think that is a good thing because they need trade
problems. It used to be that a lot of the younger people, especially the men, could drop out of school and fish.
Yes.
Their fathers go by and go, but you can't do that anymore.
No. Now, do you have shore
watch down
your area? Have they started
down there? No, they haven't. In fact, they've asked to make the store open
for summer. Oh, have they?
Yes,
where
the students can come down to orders. And I think they have done public service. I think it's a great thing.
Why?
We need it. And we need it down the coast now. They're just getting going with it, though. I'm sure that's great.
Yeah, they're moving down further this year. And they have so many interests, like Melba. They were a smaller family. But he had a younger brother that died after birth. They all fished from the time they were very young. His father fished too. And his father died on the boat. Clarence died and he just had bad things. Oh, they did?
Yes. His father did and Clarence died working down by the boat, and Nick had because of the column Nick Jones. So
yeah.
He had a heart attack the other day before. They lived in Little La Crow and moved over to Newport Beach in 1975, or 1974 that fall. In fact, went on McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
You can see each other every day. We don't know. The other branch of the Lomax is the much bigger branch. Hazen. Theodore,
yes.
And they make faces and all with the Lomaxes.
Yes,
they that family, the Nibs family, is small.
Yes. So Nib was Merrill,
is
that
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah,
Merrill.
Yeah.
Now, how did they spell Merrill? Was it
M-E-R-L-E?
M-E-R-R-I-L-L. Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had seen the Merrill spelled M-E-R-L-E, and that was new to me.
No, I don't know that's Merrill.
I have seen them over the years, but didn't really ever know them because I was in Different Harbor, and they were there, and I had the store here. Somebody used to come get all our clothes and things.
Mm-hmm.
One chap, I remember at 4 o'clock in the morning, and somebody pounding at my door and yelling, and I went to the window for when I made the bed and said, "What is that?" And he said, "I'm out of gas." And he said, I said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "I'm Everett Lomax's son."
And Everett Lomax's son.
So Everett had the factory. Now I don't know which one it was. I've no idea now. But anyway, and he didn't have any money, he said, which was pretty great, which, I had to go up and I get up and go and get gas.
Four in the morning. Did you talk to Wendell? No. Do you know Wendell? Wendell and Linda Lomax? That would have been Clarence's son. And Jean. You didn't know Jean Wendell? No. She passed away 2 years ago. But there's no one else in Melba has passed away. There's nobody else in Donnie's family. All the other one, the other
I see.
Grant.
Is that true? Now was Merrill a brother to, which one did you say?
Clarence.
To Clarence, okay.
And then Nava was the sister.
Yeah. Who did she marry another man
to? Yeah. She was married to a Hope.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, a Hope. She's Christine Hartman.
In early connect with her,
it seemed
never
connected
because
they married
a little bit.
She married a Hope, though. That Hope's brother.
Pictures of them and something, I have found things up there.
Yeah. And she married a Hope. I can give you some money.
Now, do you know of any stories that should be told from that time? Accidents, happy ones?
Any happy husbands? Oh, I know. My oldest aunt Olive in the Dixon family, she weighed down. She didn't weigh but 2 pounds when she was born.
Oh my goodness. Did
you say Dixon? Yes, Olive. She was the oldest.
That's interesting because I've been wondering who the Dixons were.
My mother's family.
Oh, that's your mother's family. Okay, good to know that. Now tell me again about the baby.
She weighed about 2 pounds when she was born. And they told her that she didn't know that. She was born at home, of course, with the arm. And my great-grandmother kept her wrapped in blankets in a pan with the door open to keep her warm. And she lived. She outlived them all.
Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. And she would be born with a midwife, and you're saying that thing?
I don't know if she had a midwife or not.
Yeah,
and she was born at home.
Oh, she is. Isn't that amazing? Well, that is a wonderful story. And she outlived them all.
She outlived them all.
So she can start small.
My mother's been a bit older.
Yes.
Wonder, Mr. Clark of Mercy. Are you sure?
Warren?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
He always, when I worked at Uncle Big's store in La Crosse, he always used to come in, him and his wife, and he always did a 7-Up. Always. And he'd come over one night to me, he said, I only worked there. He said, boy, I know who you are. He says, you're a Dixon girl, I can tell that.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I am. Name all the Dixon girls, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think I've seen pictures of some of the Dixon girls in the Local Logan photographs.
Probably. At the factory, you know?
Yes. Uncle Ernie Shaw.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And little Sean Ellison down at the factory.
Yes.
There was quite a few of them. There was two boys. One died when he was young, so there was only the one boy, and they were all girls.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I found out about the Dixons because I didn't know, and I was wondering if that's if I was thinking of Gracie, Georgie, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mom could tell you the Dixons.
Oh, really?
Her mother died when she was only 6. Her mother was a Dixon girl, so my great-grandparent was Dixon brought my mother. Mm-hmm. Thelma Lomax was a Dixon girl.
Oh, was she?
Yes. She was married to Lou.
Yeah.
She was a Dixon girl. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's pretty cool. They lived in the river. My great-grandfather Dixon owned quite a bit of the property there at that time.
Yes.
The old homestead in the river.
Yes, and I've seen on old maps for the Dixons, you know, the property.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's
the
interesting place?
Yeah. I tried when we were younger, my father was we were always told to remember.
Yes.
And especially World War II, to make sure we were always, when we learned about it, we needed to remember. Mount Vernon used to come up. Well, she was more like my grandmother. And she always come up from Connecticut. She was a Dixon girl. She knew what she was doing. And she'd sit and she'd tell a story, but now...
Yes, I wonder, Scottish people are great
history. Yeah.
For remembering, aren't they?
Well, they must be.
Yes, I find it, and I'm really superior that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The stories that she would tell us, and I'd say, you think we're bad now? And things that they used to do?
Yes.
Steal and sneaking out at night to go to parties and barns and...
Yes.
This kind of...
Yes, and everyone survived it.
Yeah.
In spite of what parents would think.
We can listen after a lot of the older people aren't here anymore. In this area.
This is why it gets harder all the
time. Yeah.
Because you can't look at a person. You have a person who case of the violence.
Yeah. Oh, right, yes.
Yes, but I have done that. He was interested
in being there. You always find that they just seem to all, you seem to find a whole group of them all seem to go at once.
Yes, yes. So, now, did your father play the bagpipes?
No. My grandfather's bagpipes are in a museum in Toronto. They were gold tipped.
He
wasn't
a pianist.
No, yeah. He went up there when he was, what year? He took a long time to farm and he was up there.
Yeah.
And it was all my uncle's been. He's been over to Scotland. There was Farquharson Castle. And it's the Jim Jones, of course, and we had the Farquharson Crest. And Uncle Ron's been over three times trying to find some history.
Okay.
We're trying to find my grandfather's parents, who you can't go any farther, you can't find any.
Farquharson.
William. It was Jones. My grandmother was a Patterson.
Well, Patterson's certainly a
farmer,
they're everywhere,
aren't they? Yeah. So, we can go back on her history, but can you go back on her history?
Elizabeth sent some Cheetah's parents and she did.
God is king.
Thank you.